kind of rules are they? Like, in my grade 3 self, my rules were okay. I was a pretty good guy, and I was leading a pretty good crew there. But what kind of leader is Jesus? We've been looking all week at kind of who Jesus is. And there's a verse in the Bible. There are Bibles in front of you if you'd like to look. It's on page 1075, and it's in the book of John, one of the books in the Bible. And in John chapter 10, Jesus is saying something about himself. Now, throughout this book of John, there's 7 different times where Jesus says, I am, type statements. We've already looked at where Jesus says, I am the bread of life, because he satisfies us and he nourishes us. We've looked at how what Jesus says, I am the light of the world, because he gives us hope. And this morning, I want to spend just a moment and look where it says, where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. When Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, it says in verse 14 and 15, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. What type of shepherd is Jesus? A good one. Now, I imagine if Jesus lived today where not many of us have sheep and not many of us employ shepherds or are shepherds, he might have said, I'm the good coach or the good teacher or some other analogy that was common with life. But in the society that Jesus lived in, most people had their sheep and their animals and they were farmers and they all knew what it meant to take care of their sheep. And in taking care of their sheep, they all knew the job of the shepherd to lead the sheep out to pasture, to find great food, to keep them healthy, to keep them protected from wild animals. And Jesus was the good shepherd, especially in contrast with kind of the hired hand, right? Oh, I got to go into town today. Hey, I'll pay you a little bit. You take care of my sheep. The guy's taking care of their sheep. A wolf comes. Well, he's not, doesn't care for the sheep. He's just there for a bit of money. He's not going to risk his life. So he splits. So Jesus is saying he's a good shepherd. And it was kind of in contrast also to the leaders of the time. There were some good leaders, there were some bad leaders, there were some corrupt and horrible leaders, and Jesus is saying, I am the good shepherd. So if Jesus is a good shepherd, how does he do that? The next thing it says in the verse is it says that he knows his sheep. He knows all about them. Now that's a good thing, right? Because we all want to be known, don't we? And I want to be known, I want to be understood, I want people to know my strengths and my value. I remember when I was young, there was a school play, it was grade 6, and we were going to do Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs. And I really, really wanted to be sleepy. I don't know, maybe I like my naps, maybe I was always in the back of the room sleeping, but Sleepy had some great lines in this play. And I wanted that part in the play. So it came to audition time and I read my lines. And the whole class just burst out laughing because somehow I did a really good job of it. And they all cheered for me and they're like, you have to play that part. You're so good at it. And I was like, yep, they know who I am. I'm going to be a famous actor one day. Like, they, my recognition is, we want to be recognized, don't we? We want people to know us and to understand us. And when Jesus says, I know my sheep, he's saying, I know what your needs are. I know what value you have. I know how important you are. And that's a good thing. But I look at other times in my life where I don't really want to be known, right? Because maybe I've done something wrong. Maybe there's parts of me that I don't want others to know, and I don't want to be open and vulnerable. I want to hide, and I want to kind of protect myself, right? And when people do wrong against you, when people are mean to you, sometimes we even begin to doubt the love of others. When I was in grade 2, my family moved from here in Courtney, and we went over to Alberta, and I went to a new school, and I was the scrawny little kid, and nobody knew me, and somehow it came at recess time where they're like, let's play a game. I stood in the middle of the circle, and they all stood around me, and by one, they'd run into the circle, and they'd deck me, and I'd fall to the ground. I'd stand up, and then the next kid would come and push me over, and that was the game. This recess, lunch recess, afternoon recess, and it went on for a few days. And when other people were being mean to me, I started to doubt the love of others. So did I go home and tell my mom and dad? I thought, if they're mean to me, maybe my mom and dad don't like me, and maybe I did something wrong. And I started to doubt that others would love me. So I kept it a secret. I didn't want anybody to know me. But of course, my parents were some pretty good parents, and they kind of had an eye on what was happening, and they were part of the school and part of my classroom, and so they got wind of what was happening, and they sent my older brother in one recess to kind of be with me. And that game stopped, and we didn't play it anymore, which I was grateful for, and eventually I went on and made other friends. But when people were mean to me, I doubted the love of others, and I didn't want others to know me. And sometimes things go wrong in life, and it says Jesus knows his sheep, and it's like, but I don't want Jesus to know me always, right? I don't want him to see inside of me. And maybe if people are mean to me, I doubt the love of others, but sometimes, that's no fault of my own, but sometimes I do things that are wrong, right? And sometimes I am mean to others. Sometimes I am cruel to others, and then I really don't want others people to know what's inside of me. The darkness and the anger and the hatred inside of me. There was a kid next door to us, and we'd always go to the edge of the town. There'd be this dirt hill. We'd get our shovels. We'd make paths. We'd ride our bikes down the paths and make huge jumps. And it was fun because you'd see how many kids you could lie down in a row, and you could jump over all of those kids. You just don't want to be the kid at the end of the line, right? But it was great fun jumping our bikes and having fun on all our BMXs. But the kid next door, he never wanted to ride his bike down the steep hills. And we're like, come on. And we're like, he'd go down the easy hills, but he wouldn't go down the steep ones. And so we thought we were better than him. So then we start saying, you're no good. You need to do it. And we pressured him and pressured him. And he's always like, no, I don't want to ride down the hill. And we're like, we're going to show that kid. So what we did is we down the nice, easy trail. We dug a great big hole. We covered it over with some sticks and grass so he couldn't see it. On the other side of that, we put a row of nails. And on the other side of that, another great big hole. I don't know what we were thinking as kids, right? Like, but somehow, I was not pleased with this kid, and I thought, I'm going to show him, right? And so, we finally say, okay, go down this hill if you're scared of the big ones. And he goes down, and he wobbles, and he goes off the trail, around the nails, around the first hill, and we're all just sitting there watching. And then he picks up speed, and he hits the next hole, and he flips. I'll just remember the slow motion, right? Flipping through the air, landing on the ground. And it was at that moment where we realized, oh, shoot. Maybe we shouldn't have done that. Do you think I was proud of myself? No way. I felt this deep shame where it's like, I can't believe I'm that type of person. I can't believe I'm that mean, that I'm that cruel. And then, of course, do I want anyone to know that it was me? No. I got to cover it up. I got to hide it. I got to blame Robbie Arnott down the street, right? He probably did it because we all know he's the mean one. When we do bad things, we don't want to be known. And when Jesus says, I know my sheep, part of it is like, if I'm doing great, I'm like, yeah, know me, recognize me. But when I'm not doing well, no thank you. I don't want to be known. I don't want to be understood. I don't want you to see the darkness inside of me. So when Jesus invites us to be part of his team, where he says, come and join me in my life, I'm like, well, I'm not so sure, because if he knows what I'm like inside, maybe he won't accept me. Maybe he'll push me aside. Maybe he won't cheese me for his team. But then what does it carry on to say? It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And then he says, and I lay down my life for my sheep. So even though we have done wrong, even though Jesus sees inside of me, and he sees the darkness and the anger and the meanness inside of me, what does Jesus do? He lays down his life for his sheep. So that's the image of the shepherd again. And the shepherd's out tending his sheep. And all of a sudden, some wolves come. What does the shepherd do? Puts the sheep over here. Shepherd has his staff. He's got his slingshot. And he goes out to chase the wolves away. He's ready to protect the sheep, even at the cost of danger to his own life. When Jesus comes, and he says, I lay down my life for my sheep. That's telling me something. That's telling me there's danger, right? Because Jesus doesn't just say, I love you so much, and say, this is how much I love you, and just jump off a cliff. It's not that weird kind of thing. No, he's saying, there is danger, and I will go to that danger to protect you and to care for you. And that's surprising to me, because if Jesus knows me, and he sees how I can be mean, he sees how I don't follow him and his rules. He sees what's like inside of me, and yet he still loves me and protects me. It's not like Jesus says, I'll protect these sheep because they're really nice, but these ones, they keep running away. Nah, go to the wolf sheep, I don't care. No, Jesus wants to protect all the sheep. He loves all of the sheep, regardless of if they're wandering and they're always falling down a cliff and getting stuck in the bramble bushes. He loves each and every one of them. So when there's danger, Jesus comes to protect us. And what is the danger? Well, I've already expressed my own heart and the danger that I'm in with an anger and a mean spirit towards others. You know that? The Bible describes it as sin. Where it rots the heart. It takes us and it leads us towards death. And it leads us towards destruction. Jesus says, that's the danger. It's what's inside of us is where the danger is. And Jesus says, I'll lay down my life to protect you from that danger. And the way he does that is through the great Christian message of Jesus dying on the cross and then rising from the dead. Because Jesus, in going to the cross, he says, if you're leading down the road towards destruction and you're leading towards death because of what's inside of you, Jesus says, I'll be your substitute. Now we know the word substitute, right? You're playing soccer, you're getting tired, and you call out to the coach, I need a sub. And they take your place. You swap places. That's what a substitute does. Or you go to school and the teacher calls in sick because there was a really good snow day and they wanted to go skiing instead. So they call in a substitute, right? Someone to take their place. And Jesus says, I'll be your substitute. Where what's inside of you, the sin and the darkness within you, is leading you towards destruction, Jesus says, I'll take that destruction and I'll give you my perfect life. And he says, let's swap. I'll give you life. And I'll take your death. So if Jesus is a good shepherd, and he knows me, and he's willing to swap out his perfect life for my darkness and meanness, I think that's a pretty good leader. I think I want to trust him as my leader, as my coach, as my savior. And I want, throughout this week, we've been talking with the kids, and we've been saying, get in the game. Game on, right? Follow the life that Jesus has for you. Trust him because he's a good shepherd. He's not like someone who will just expose us and laugh at us or reject us. He says, I want to accept you. Come and follow me. And so that invitation is open for each and every one of us. And it's open for all of us. And at this church, we're learning how to follow Jesus. We're not perfect at it. We're not all a bunch of great people who are just great. Some of us are like sheep and we're running off in all sorts of different directions. But we're learning what it means to follow Jesus. And I want to invite you into that game and join us as we learn to follow Jesus. Let's pray together and we'll have another song and then hear some instructions for our barbecue. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you're a good God. Thank you that you sent Jesus to be a good shepherd and that he knows us. So he recognizes us, he sees our value and worth. He also sees the sides of our life that we are embarrassed about, and yet he loves us regardless and lays down his life for us, and so we thank you so much for that. Teach us to follow you, lead us to get into that game. We pray in your name. Amen.